Today's Mishnah and Masechet Parah brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh is Masechet Parah, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. So, remember that the halacha is that you can have someone else doing your Shmirah, and this is a fundamental din throughout Perek Shmini, to have someone else do the Shmirah on your Mayan, and that way his Das Pishenga. And if you're involved in doing any kind of malachas and so on, you will not be passing them. But in that event, if the shomer did malachas, then he would pass them, because it was on his das that we were keeping it there. Okay, so that was one big yesod that we had. We also had another very important yesod, namely, that if the person who's the shomer is tameh, he's not able to be shomer, because he's insensitive to the das of Shmira from Tuna. So now the question is, if you've got multiple people that are in charge of the Mayan, and one, let's say, is Tahar, and one is Tameh, so what's the din then? If any of the Shemim are Tameh, then it's not considered to be a Shmira Al-Das. Says the Mishnah, if you have two people who are being Shemir the Mayan in the Shoket, Shnayim Shayu Shomrim at the Shoket, remember Shoket is shorthand for the water that was nismale already for Kiddush for Mayim Chayim, one of them becomes Tameh. The Mayim remains sharing, because the one who is Tahar can continue to be sharing it, because at that point they're still in the Rishus Social Sheni, who is Tahar. Now, if the first guy who became Tameh now goes to a Mitra, and he is no longer Tameh, and now the other guy who was previously Tahar, he becomes Tameh, it's still kosher, because it has nothing to do with the fact that, well, both of the Shomrim were Tameh, they weren't Tameh at the same time. So as long as there's someone there who is sensitive to Tuma because he's Tahar, and therefore his Das is considered to be a proper Das without Hesach HaDas, the Mayim remain sharing. Because at that point, then we're Bereshus HaShorishon, so to speak. So, whereas, as long as there's one person who can keep his mind on the water, water is kosher. But if both of them become Tameh at the same time, but both of them were Tameh at the same time, and there's no other Shemir, so then automatically the mind becomes possible because of Hesach HaDas. Because there's no one with the sensitive consciousness, and remember that the whole Seder of Tirus is called Das. Both of us from Das, Das, the Seder of Tirus. So, Tirus is profoundly a function of consciousness. And if you cannot have a level of awareness that has that sensitivity, it's not an intellectual issue. It's not going to help you to say, intellectually, I know I have to watch out that nothing touches this. That is not that. And therefore, the mind becomes sur. Now, if one of the two, Tahar Sheni, do Malach, comes to kosher, because at the time that he's doing Malacha, the other Shiner is being Shemina. So he stops doing Malacha, and now the other guy starts doing Malacha. Still, it's kosher, because at that point, it's the Shusai of the Rishon. If both of them were doing Malacha at the same time, also Shneim Ke'echad, then Tzalim. Mishnah Beit in Perek. And the Kadesh Mechata. So now you're actually putting the ashes of the Paraduma into the water. This is a very complex Mishnah. And the truth is that it's probably Kedai to speak a little about the issues over here, because there's very big machlokas about exactly what the problem that we're talking about is over here. Most of the Rishonim learn that the halacha is, and we have a special din, remember, of Mayim, that Mayim, when it comes to the beginning of Korah, Mayim can, not the Mepora, that's the other Shita, but Mayim, in general, are able to be Mashkim Teherim, are Metame and Odon Lechatas. That was one of the Takonas, again, because of the complexity of the way that we ended up making these milas with the Torah. So because of that, we have a fascinating halakha. Kalim, very strange. Mashkin Tameim on the Tame Kalim when it comes to Truma. That itself was one of the Shmoneh Sadovah, that was the Aliyah of Kananya Ben Gurion ultimately. So the halakha is, because of that, we have a din, Im Nitma'u Yadav Nitma Nufo. And that's a halakha also, that we had in Chagiga, that you have to be Noto Yadayim Lechulim, you have to be Noto Yadayim for Maaser, and you have to be Noto Yadayim for Truma. But if your Yadayim are Stam Yadayim for Kadesh, you have to be Tevel. And when it comes to Chatas, if your Yadayim become Tameh, then you are considered to be Tameh entirely. So Nitma Gufa. Over there, your mamish entire body requires Tefillah. The halacha furthermore is that if you have mayim that fall on the things that you're wearing, so then the thing that you're wearing becomes Tameh. But there's another Gezeirah that Ksus, which is Tame, can be Metame and Oda. And we give you the din of Tuma as a person who's Tame Mace, Bishvi Yishalo. So it's not, you could be Mitzdaer from the Mace by going to the Mikveh, because you've already, so to speak, gone through the Azoyas, and you're now on your last day, but you have to do that Tvila. But since it's a Tuma as Mace, it will be Metame the Oda. So if that's the case, we've got this crazy Naila by a Chatav, and we're gozer on all Mashkin, even though they're Tahirim, that they are Metame Kalim for the Chatav. But they did not make the Gezerah that Mashkin Tahirim are Metame a person. They're only Metame Begonim. The problem is that once the Begonim become Tame, then the Begonim are Tame, and they would be Metame the Adam. This is crazy. Because once the Kalim are Tame, and they have a din of Tumas Mace, so then they're going to be Metame the Adam, and then that Adam is actually the halacha. This is called, if Gabi is with us and can write it down, this is called it's a special halacha, Ein Monin Rishain Visheni, when it comes to Chatas. All Chatas Tuma is the same. It's not like other things where you start off with the Avi Avarsa Tuma, go down to the Ava Tuma, and so on. Every time of Chatas is considered to be Nitma Gufa, he'll be Metami the next guy becomes an Av, he's Metami the next guy, this guy's not even 100 people. Fine. So because of that, we're worried that if any of this water drops on your shoes, you're wearing a sandal, which is Metabal Tuma, then it's going to go back and be Metame you. And that would mean that the Mechatas themselves, which you're in contact with, will become Tameim. Now, the question is, why only your sandal? So this is a question that raises a tremendous machlokes that we've shown you in how to understand the mission. The truth is that, obviously, if the water would fall on any begotten, they would be Metame. You know, but what are we supposed to do? You can't expect the guy to walk around stark naked, so we only goes on his sandalim. Okay, this is the way both Rishonim understand it. However, the Ravid does not accept this chat at all, and he says, what's the difference between wearing shoes and wearing clothes? I don't understand. It's exactly the same problem. And besides that, why are we worried only about Mashkin? It doesn't make sense. If you're worried that something's going to be Metame Begadim, and there's lots of things that would be Metame, you know? And why are we talking about only a case where we are Mekadesh to Mechatas? Why would it only be Mekadesh? It would just be anybody that would be in contact, you know? Maybe it's somebody that's being Mazda. Why is it different? And why should we be talking about Mekadesh specifically? So therefore, the Ravid understands, of course we're not concerned stam that Mayim is going to be nightfall on your sandal. We could just as well be Cheshir Shtar HaSheretz is going to be nightfall on your sandal. The point over here is that we're afraid that the mechatas will fall on your sandal, which means that they will then become posel with hesach hadas, and then the sandal will become tamei because of that, because these are mayim that have become nifsalim, and the din is that you're not allowed, if you're being nosei something that is tamei, you're not allowed to carry a chatas, and you're carrying the chatas. Now the truth is that when it comes to your begodim, it's also going to be midrash lechatas. But the point is, your ksus is going to become actually, literally, an avatuma. But since what we're talking about over here is specifically the mechatas, you can be careful about everything else that you're wearing, but you can't be careful about dripping because you're carrying liquids. And if it drips down, it's going to drop onto your sandal. So therefore, we make sure that you would not be wearing a sandal that could become tameh. That's the rather complex approach that the Raiva takes. But in any event, let's take a look at the Mishnah now and put it all together. So somebody's being mekadesh bechatas, should not be wearing a sandal. Lo yinolot a sandal, walk barefoot. Because im naflu mashkin, again, see the Raiva makes so much sense. Im naflu mashkin would mean not in the mashkin of the chatas, fine. But anyway, im naflu mashkin, here it means any mashkin, not the mashkin, according to the other Rishonim, ala sandal, the sandal will become tameh, because even mayim teherim are considered to be tameim, or considered to later on in the Masechet, are considered to be tameim for chatas. And therefore, if they fall on a kli, that kli, which your sandal is a kli, will become tameh. And now, that sandal will make the person tameh, because kalim that are tameh, even only through mashkim, are metameh and adam when it comes to chatas. But if those mashkin fall on your bare feet, then you're not going to become tameh. And the Mishnah says later, harehu omer, a person talking to his shoes will say to his shoes, mitamecha lo tim'in. The things that make you tameh, meaning the mashkin that are stam mashkin and are therefore tameh and vachatas, they don't affect me, but you, that now you, Mr. Shu, who has become tameh, you can make me tameh. Therefore, I got to make sure that I'm not wearing my shoes. So if your shoes are complaining, that's what to say to your shoes. Naflu mashkin al besoro. So let's say somebody was working with the mechatas, the yosik with the mechatas, it doesn't matter. Because mashkin...
Did you have to say boss? Why are those shoes being done?
I'm sorry, Mordechai, does he what?
Does he have to say boss? Everybody
addresses him? Ah, Alexander McCall Smith. I didn't know that people were such Mekian, or I would have said if they bought me the issue. But yes, absolutely, it's Mamama Kutsu. Naflu mashkin al bisaro. On the other hand, if the water falls directly on the Adam, there's no din of mashkin that fall on you. That's a very complex thing. Don't expect to understand all of them until we get to the 10th part. But lamaisa, the halacha is, if you touch with your hands these mashkin, they will be metameh you, right? But if they fall on you, they will not be metameh you. So if you touch the mayim, so then enochinan, if you touch them, nitmu yadav, nitmu gufa. But that's touching. Here we're talking about falling on your skin. So naflu aksuto, but if they fall on your clothing, then that piece of clothing will be metameh you, and then the clothing will turn around and be metameh you. So, and therefore, this already is complicated. Why did we make such funny gezeiros? As I mentioned before, that since one of the yutches varn was a gezeir of mashkin tmei and being metameh kalim when it comes to storing truma in them, so because of this, we made a mala yisera of mashkin, even if they're tahirin, that they'll be metameh kelim for chatas. That's part of the whole sugya in chagiga when we go levels up from truma to kodesh to chatas. It just turned out that each level up ended up with this wild situation in which even something that's torah is going to turn a kli into a kli that's tamei, but that's not a gezera on the person. So in that case, the person will not become tamei, and therefore, basically, what he will do is say to his clothing, "Areza omer mitam echa motimuni." What made you tamei would not make me tamei, but you, having become tamei, are able to be mitamei me. Ata kim at.